بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the chapter on Salah described, and still discussing the matters related to the relation between the Imam and the Ma'moom, between the Imam, the one who leads the prayers, and the Ma'moom, the one who follows the Imam in the prayers. And we learned in the previous discussions that it's incumbent upon the Ma'moom to follow the Imam, and that in this respect the relation, either it is a true following, which is known as mutaba'a, true following of the Imam, or it may be a going ahead of the Imam, or in conformity with the Imam, or staying behind the Imam. And out of these, the correct thing is the following of the Imam. And we will discuss these matters, inshallah, the cases of these four situations, shortly in the Umdat al-Ahkam, inshallah, when we come to that soon. We discussed this before, but we may have to review them also, since they will come in Umdat al-Ahkam. But what we are addressing here is something different. Here is the relation in regard to the place, a relation between the Imam and the Ma'moom in regard to the place. Now, which place it is valid for the Ma'moom to follow the Imam? Is it conditional for the validity of following the Imam that they both be in the same place? Or is it permissible that the Ma'moom follows the Imam even though they may be in different places? It is valid for the Ma'moom to follow the Imam in the masjid, even if he doesn't see him, nor does he see those who follow the Imam, as long as he hears the takbir, this is one opinion. That the only condition is that he hears the takbir. Is this clear? Even if he doesn't see the Imam, and even if he doesn't see the Ma'moom, those who follow the Imam, and if they are in the masjid, in one masjid, then it is valid according to this opinion that the Ma'moom follows the Imam, even if there is distance between them. And this is valid as long as there is someone with the Ma'moom, and it is not conditional that he should be immediately following the Imam or close to the Imam. Even if he is far from the Imam and doesn't see the Imam, nor does he see the Ma'mumin behind the Imam. So if someone now becomes a Ma'moom while he is in the back of the masjid, and the Imam is in the front of the masjid, and like for example there is about 50 meters between them, then the Salah, according to this opinion, is valid because the place is the same and following is possible whether he sees the Imam or he doesn't see the Imam, if the condition is he hears the takbir. Because he cannot follow unless he hears the takbir, either directly from the Imam or from someone who relates the takbir of the Imam, proclaims after him. So therefore, according to this opinion, it is valid, and the condition is that the Ma'moom hears the Imam. Now, what about if he is outside the masjid? Now, we're still talking about the place, as you remember. What if the Ma'moom is outside the masjid? One opinion is that it's valid if the ma'moom who is outside the masjid sees the imam or sees the ma'moomin. And from this opinion, it is apparent that there is no condition for connecting the rows. What does this mean? If there is someone who is a neighbor to the masjid, for example, and he sees the imam and the ma'mumin from the window, and he prays in his home, and having one with him, having someone with him, so that he doesn't become a single, then in this case, according to this opinion, it is apparent, according to this opinion, that it is valid for him to be led by this imam. Why? Because he hears the takbir, and he sees now the ma'mumin. He sees the imam, and he sees the ma'mumin. Now, under this opinion, is it a condition that he sees the imam and the ma'mum in the entire salah, or in part of the salah? Two opinions. One opinion that it's a must that he sees the imam and the ma'mumin in the entire salah, lest he will miss the following of the imam. The other opinion that this is not conditional to see them in the entire salah. So therefore, if he is outside the masjid, therefore we need two conditions here, according to what has preceded. Hearing the takbir, right? Seeing the imam and the ma'mum, either in the entire salah or in part of salah, depending on the opinion. Is that clear to me? Is that clear to you? Is that clear? So if he is outside the masjid, if he is outside the masjid, two conditions are required. Hearing the imam, hearing the takbir, and seeing the imam and the ma'mum, either in the entire salah or in parts of the salah. And it seems from this opinion that there is no condition that the connecting of the lines is not conditional. Is that clear? Is that clear? That the connecting of the rows is not conditional. Two things are conditional here. Hearing the takbir and seeing the imam or the ma'mumin. The second opinion is that it's a must that the rows be connected, and that it is invalid for someone who is outside the masjid, outside the mosque, to follow the imam without the rows being connected. Why? Because the obligation in the congregational prayer is that it must be united in action. And that means following the ma'mum to the imam, the ma'mum following the imam, and also in the place. Otherwise, we will say it is valid that an imam and a ma'mum be in one masjid, and two people in a room, between them and the masjid a distance, and another two people in another place, having in a third apartment or house. And you know what this will lead? This will lead to the disperse of the jama'ah, isn't it? Isn't it? If there is no connection between the rows. So therefore, the correct opinion now, therefore, the correct opinion in this matter is that it's a must to have the rows connected. If they are not connected, then the salah is invalid. If they are not connected, then the salah is invalid. Take an example. Around the haram in Mecca, around the sacred mosque in Mecca, there are buildings with apartments. People pray in these buildings, and they see the imam, and they see the ma'mumin, either in the entire salah or in parts of it. According to their first opinion, is their salah valid or invalid? The question is to you now, to see if you understood this. According to the first opinion, their salah is valid. So, according to this opinion, one would say, if you hear the iqama, then stay in your place and pray with the imam and don't come to the sacred mosque. Isn't it? This is what is entailed by the first opinion, isn't it? And in accordance with the second opinion, the salah is invalid because, you tell me. Question is to you. According to the second opinion, from what you understood so far, the salah is invalid because rows are not connected. There is no connection. And this is the correct opinion. And according to this correct opinion, we ward off the opinion of some contemporaries who said that it is permissible to be led by the imam. What? Whose salah is broadcasted on the radio. Some had authored a treatise saying the convincing evidences for the validity of the salah of the ma'moom behind an imam's broadcast. And in accordance to this opinion, you know what? We should not pray the Jumu'ah in the Jawami', and in this way, what? We should not go to the Jumu'ah prayers, right? We should be led by the Imam of the Al-Masjid Al-Haram. This would be better, following him on the broadcast, isn't it? Because the Jama'ah with him will be more, and it will be better, isn't it? More meritorious. And the one who prays behind the, following the broadcast on the radio, you know, they don't condition the seeing of the imam. Because on the radio there you don't see the imam nor do you see the ma'moom, right? So what about if someone brings TV now? Then by all means we should not go to the Jum'ah prayers, right? Stick to the TV and put the TV in front of you. And pray behind the imam of the haram. And praise Allah for this. Because now you are shared with so many thousands of people. But this is, without any doubt, this saying is futile. This saying is futile, isn't it? Because this leads to the, what? To the nullification of Salat al-Jama'ah, the congregational prayer, and the Jum'ah. Isn't it? This is futile. Is that clear? And this also opens the door for evil, because the one who is lazy concerning Salat al-Jumu'ah, for example, he will say, well, as long as the salah is valid, you know, following the imam's broadcast and also following him as his picture is carried alive on the TV, so I will pray at home. My son with me or my brother and so forth, we can form a row and pray at home. So therefore, from this, the preponderating opinion is that it is invalid to follow the imam of Al-Masjid Al-Haram unless the rows are connected. So therefore, now from this we conclude that the correct opinion requires two conditions: the hearing of takbir, hearing the takbir, and second, connecting the rows being connected. About seeing, then that's open for question. As long as one hears the takbir, then it is not a condition. So accordingly, if the al-Masjid al-Haram becomes full and the lines are connected and people pray in the market and in front of their shops, then there is no harm as long as the rows are connected. Is that clear? So therefore, this is the correct opinion with respect to this matter. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا